This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
France's President Macron has been in Washington for a couple of days. It's his second visit to the United States since taking office in 2017. At a fireside chat, the French leader describes what is in his talks with President Biden.
We will discuss climate change and biodiversity and the common actions in this field, health, and a lot of global topics where our alliance is so critical.
There may have been a breakthrough on a mystery unsolved since 1937. Katie Lewis in our Midwest Bureau explains.
Penn State scientists say they've made a breakthrough in the mysterious disappearance of legendary aviator Amelia Earhart. Earhart and her navigator disappeared without a trace over the Pacific Ocean in 1937 during her attempt to become the first woman to fly around the world. In 1991, an aluminum panel was found on an island north of Samoa that some believe came from Earhart's plane. Now researchers at Penn State University say they've used advanced imaging techniques to reveal hidden letters and numbers on the panel, which could help confirm that Earhart had landed on the island.
President Obama campaigned in Atlanta Thursday for Senator Raphael Warnock. Warnock told the crowd that they had to go out and do it one more time. Gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams also counted on President Obama to get elected. She lost as Governor Brian Kemp was reelected. Warnock is facing a strong challenge from Republican Herschel Walker. The runoff election is scheduled for December 6th. The U.S. Army awarded Raytheon Missiles and Defense a contract worth roughly $1.2 billion. The deal is for them to deliver six National Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile System batteries for Ukraine. December 2nd is World Computer Literacy Day. Lend a helping hand to those non-geeks. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On day 16, Orion has left its distant lunar orbit and is on its return journey home. The spacecraft successfully completed the distant retrograde departure burn, firing its main engine for 1 minute and 45 seconds to set the spacecraft on course for a close lunar flyby and then slingshotting it for the return home. As President Biden remains silent on the Chinese people's protests against the authoritarian regime and crackdown, Representative Dusty Johnson, a Republican from South Dakota, says Biden should do more as the leader of the free world.
Under Xi Jinping, people who protest are taking their lives. They are putting them at risk. It is a remarkable show of people who want freedom, who want basic human dignity and liberty. And I wish that the president would step up and laud them for these unbelievable activities.
Two-time Cy Young Award winner and Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Gaylord Perry died Thursday morning of natural causes at his home in Gaffney, South Carolina. He was 84 years old. Perry pitched for eight teams in his 22-year career, winning the Cy Young with Cleveland and San Diego. Gaylor Perry on CBS 8, San Diego, in 1978.
I do start getting in the frame of mind about my game, maybe a day ahead of a scheduled day of pitching, because I do want to win, and I want to do well, and at my age, I have to do well to stay around.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. For more info, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com, or drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. John Fleetwood joins us now, the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bill, morning. Doing well, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I wanted to share something with you. This is a bit shocking, you know, being since we've been getting all kinds of confusing messages regarding COVID, whether it's Dr. Fauci, the White House, they're not on the same page, which is, you know, quite confusing, especially after 2.5 years of, you know, all kinds of, you know, false information. I'll say false news, you know, fake news about COVID. We just keep, you know, getting this, you know, these mixed messages. But this morning, the CDC is reporting that vaccinated people are making up a majority of COVID-19 deaths. What does that say?
Well, it means it's no longer a pandemic of the unvaccinated anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, how long did they say that? I mean, this is going to, it's going to trickle out slowly, unfortunately. And then they're like, we're seeing stuff like COVID infections rising as vaccine rates are increasing. This is another myth that the vaccine does anything to prevent people from getting sick or to prevent transmission. And this is happening in the U.S. Coronavirus cases are rising in America. Even though America boasts a vaccination rate considered to be above the world average by Johns Hopkins, cases and deaths are also up. What are they reporting about? 28,000 people with COVID were hospitalized on Tuesday, and about 340 died. This was as of Thanksgiving weekend for the United States. But the same thing's happening in Russia. You've got the same exact thing happening in Russia. You've got a rise in COVID cases, but then you've also got the country having, according to Johns Hopkins, an above average vaccination rate. Russia recorded.
Well, look what's going on.
Oh, go ahead.
No. You know, I'm just saying, and what's happening in China?
Yeah. Yeah, it's happening there too. They're having. And they're having their media, especially, they're positioning it as this explosion of COVID that's happening there in China. And there, of course, the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, they're using it as a means to lock down their people even more. They're building all these camps, and they're actually forcing people to go stay at these camps. And we need to understand in America that that could happen to us. I mean, we're especially under the Biden regime. They look up to China. They won't condemn the Uyghur genocide going on in China right now. They won't condemn.
Yeah, they're a standard. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, John Whitehead with Rutherford. John, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but very quickly, yeah, only because you mentioned that this could easily happen here in America. John Whitehead has been reporting for a number of years the FEMA camps. There are FEMA camps right now just waiting to be filled. So to your point,
yes,
the infrastructure is already in place to capture people and do basically what China is doing. I know this sounds outrageous for some Americans. Oh, Bill, you and John are just, you guys are a little wacko. Well, no. I mean, look what's happening. I mean, we have doctors right now. And I happen to be in California right now, as you know. And so doctors here in California who are very nervous because you've got this Star Chamber tribunal that the state has put together with a bunch of so-called medical hack bureaucrats that are, that are putting, they're going after these doctors' licenses that, are just out there to do no harm, to keep people from going to the hospital and using the natural resources that are available to fortify people's immunity to keep them out of danger. I have a doctor friend down in Imperial Valley who's been on with this, several times, written a book. They've had over 10,000 patients that they've treated, John. Nobody went to the hospital. Nobody died of these 10,000 plus patients. I mean, to me, that is kind of some serious data and examples that I would want to follow. Common sense would indicate that, wouldn't it not?
Absolutely. I mean, what's going on? Like, this is real, people. This is not, we're not joking around here. They actually, they're camps. They're literal camps. We have them in the U.S. already set up.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
the people in China are actually being forced into them. And it's funny watching the media, Bill, and it's funny watching the left. And again, I hate talking about terms of left and right, but it's just because it's really the elites versus us,
mm-hmm,
versus nationalists, people who just love their country. But it's funny to watch the way the left is lifting up and championing and lionizing the protesters over in China who, mm-hmm, are doing the same exact thing that the Freedom Convoy group up in Canada,
exactly,
mm-hmm, quote unquote,
right,
anti-vaxxers were doing in China, doing here in the U.S. And it's interesting because that left media would call us, we who are against forced mandates, would call us conspiracy theorists and anti-vaxxers and paint us in a bad light for not wanting lockdowns, for not wanting forced inoculations. But then for, mm-hmm, the Chinese people, they're freedom fighters. Explain that to me.
Right. Exactly. Now, and the thing is here in America, for people who are fighting for freedom, we're maligned and we're the ones that, get the hairy eyeball thrown in our direction, words, language as well. And here we are, trying to, protect our freedoms. This is why we've been saying time and again here on the show, John, that everything that comes across your portal, you need to ask the question, does it add or take away from our liberties? Because we have had our liberties, they've continued to erode, whether it's this administration or administrations before, especially since 9/11.
Yes. And we have to understand that the message that we're promoting, Bill, that we give, is the one with truth and facts on our side. I mean, we're the ones sitting here looking at, all right, well, you're telling us, mainstream, that these vaccines are good, mm-hmm, for example, and that they work. But then we look over in Russia, and they had nearly 7,000 cases of COVID on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. That was a new high since October 30th. Why is that if they have 54.7% of Russia's citizenry being fully vaccinated, over 60% receiving at least one jab, meaning they, mm-hmm, have an above world average, according to Johns Hopkins University, in vaccine rate? So we're the ones just looking at the data, giving people data, and saying these two things don't line up. The vaccine can't be both effective, mm-hmm, and not effective. It's either effective or it's not. And it's,
exactly,
not effective at what they're telling us it's supposed to be, mm-hmm, effective for.
Well, and you see, and the problem we had, and I was talking with Dr. Wilfred Riley about this earlier, John, and that is that, look, if we have new information, it's okay to say, look, we have new information, let's make an adjustment in our recommendations. But they don't do that. They stay ideologically fixed, and they keep telling people. I mean, I wonder if there's going to be an apology tour from all these celebrities and everybody that's jumped on the bandwagon to make sure that everybody gets the jab when they find out it's killing people. We've got more from John Fleetwood after this.
It's always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You know, it really is, isn't it? A wonderful time of the year. And, you know, as we move into after Thanksgiving, just a very special time here in America, even in spite of, you know, the political environment and some of the wackiness going on. Maybe, John Fleetwood, this season could serve as a reset. I mean, a reset, you know, for American principles and Judeo-Christian principles that really made this country great. And, you know, when you've got 70% of the country saying we're on the wrong track, well, you know, great observation. So what does the right track look like, you know?
Yeah, and well, there is some, I will, and I hope that you talk about a reset, my ears perk up. I hope that's not a great reset.
No, I'm saying, look at, Klaus Schwab's talking. Yeah, Klaus Schwab is talking. Hey, listen, I said, no, Christians need, and people of faith need to have a reset of their own. I mean, after all, this is, I mean, the other thing too to keep in mind here is that this is a Jubilee year. This special year, as you and I have talked about before, is when you get, two for one kind of exchange. I mean, there's a, in Jewish tradition, this unique year speaks of, a doubling of blessing. So, you know, hey, get ready. Turn the umbrella inside out and get ready to catch the blessings that God is going to be pouring out. Yes, please, go ahead.
Let me give you some good news, and for all the conservatives out there who maybe feel a little disenfranchised, especially after the midterms. So the number of Americans who identify as liberal and what they mean is left wing is dropping in the U.S.
Yes.
There was a Morning Consult poll that showed a rise in the number of moderates and a slight increase in conservatism. So check this out. The share of the U.S. electorate who identify as very liberal, liberal, or somewhat liberal on a 7-point scale has dropped from 34% to 27%. Over the past 5 years.
It's just not working. It's just because the proof's in the pudding. It's not working, John. That's what they're realizing. You know, this is the law of gravity coming into play, right?
Well, it's really incredible news. I mean, it means
yes.
that we're doing something right. And it's funny because the poll tried to peg it like, oh, it doesn't, you know, they're becoming more. We're losing liberals in this country, but it doesn't mean they're necessarily becoming more conservative. But they are. You read through it,
yes.
and you see that in the period between 2017 and 2022, the share of Americans identifying as very conservative, mm-hmm. or slightly conservative, increased from 38% to 39%. Now, yeah, that's only 1%, but mm-hmm. are you kidding me? I mean, what's been going on for years and years and years and decades is that with each generation, each success, the next generation gets more and more left wing. That's usually what mm-hmm. happens. And that's
right.
been happening, Bill, for decades, as you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Since
well, the kids have been indoctrinated. The universities have taken over, John, and they've taken over that narrative. But there's nothing like experience. You know, experience defines preference, and this is what's going on, is people are realizing by experience. I mean, because I think our inherent desire, like it or not, is we like to win. We don't want to be losers, right? Okay, so, you know, God said, be fruitful, multiply. That's a winning concept, all right? So when we do things according to godly principles and God's nature, it goes well for us. We win more than we lose. But recently, I mean, it's almost like the cry of Israel. Once again, remember they would get to that point and say, God, you're no longer going out with our armies. You know, in essence, you're not supporting us like we used to, whether it's at war, whether it's at home, our pockets suddenly have holes and our money's falling outside, you know, through our pant leg here. Right?
Do you want to know what's even better news from this? Is that it's young people, Bill, of all
yes,
people,
good.
Young people are leaving liberalism the fastest. It says the share of young people aged 18 to 30 who identify as liberal has dropped more than any other age group, according to this Morning Consult poll. In 2017, mm-hmm. the number of young people identifying as liberal was 47%, dropping to 34% by 2022. That's young people, Bill. Young people,
yeah, but what
they're usually the most liberal, and they're becoming less liberal. This is reason to praise.
Yes, and what happened in the midterms was the young people became a firewall, to a sense, for the red wave that happened, you know, that was supposed to, projected to happen. The exit polls and some of the analysis is saying the young people saved their bacon. So those, the young people who are abandoning the ship need to say, okay, if you're going to abandon ship, okay, that's phase one. Phase two is get on a ship that you can be proud of and support and help out, you know, do your share of the heavy lifting that needs to be done to get this country back on track so that you have a fair shot at it and the workplace and with your family.
Right. So I I'm not 100% sure of this, but it kind of seems like, even though, yeah, polling is showing that younger people are becoming less liberal, they're still voting for people like Biden. I mean, you and I both know there was fraud involved. At least there's at least some degree of fraud in every single election. The question is, what was the degree to which that fraud influenced the 2020 election? A lot of Americans, it's like 40% believe the 2020 election was rigged somehow.
I think it's higher than that. I've heard numbers as high as 60%. And the thing is, John, disgustingly, is the government doesn't care. They're not about to do any, you know, here it is on a whim, on a stupid political oppo research deal from Hillary Clinton. We spend upwards of $70 million to investigate Donald Trump because of some Russian collusion, which they knew, the FBI knew from the get-go, was bogus. And here we've got all kinds of evidence and smoking guns over 2020 and even 2022 here, and they just yawn. And meanwhile, the electorate is just supposed to take it on the chin and somehow have some sense, some confidence, I guess, that we're having free and fair elections. You know, give me a break.
Yeah, and again, this is mainstream. This isn't like tinfoil hat, you know, stuff, something on a blog somewhere. This is like Newsweek headline: 40% of Americans think 2020 election was stolen just days before midterm. So that was recent, and it's from a mainstream left-wing source. So, you know, it's, we believe it, the left believes it, it's probably true. So the only reason I bring that up, Bill, is because I don't want to totally throw young people under the bus, because I wonder, you know, how much fraud is involved in that. You know what I mean?
No question. And it takes a while. And it takes a while for the ship to, you know, to change course. We get that. But these indications that you're sharing with us right now are encouraging. And I say encouraging for young people, because you sit there and you go, well, this is a free America that we're handing off to the next generation. What are they going to do with it? Are they going to just sit there in their fetal position and hope for a performance trophy? Or are they going to roll up their sleeves and go work their butts off and, you know, do something about this country? Real quick, we got about a little over a minute left, John. I wanted to get your take on this, because you and I have been tracking, you know, BlackRock. You know, Florida took away $2 billion in funding towards BlackRock. This is the largest anti-ESG divestment to date. You know, you talk about signs. This, I think, is a positive sign here. Let's see what happens and how far this goes.
Yeah, BlackRock is at the very top of this. They're a money manager. It's their job to own other companies. And they say that they push globalism onto all of the companies that they own, which is across every industry. I mean, you name a company, any bank or, you know, car company or credit card company or clothing company or electronics company, they're all owned by BlackRock. So this is very significant that we've got Florida pushing back against this. And I hope every other state does the same thing.
Well, investors need to consider this as well, and maybe they are, John, and we'll stay tuned, and I'm sure you'll keep us up to date on this, because ESG is just as pernicious as it comes. John Fleetwood, he is the managing editor for American Faith. Thank you, John. Take care.
What's
God bless.
The best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work.
they had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
France's President Macron has been in Washington for a couple of days. It's his second visit to the United States since taking office in 2017. At a fireside chat at the White House, the French leader describes what is in his talks with President Biden.
We will discuss climate change and biodiversity and the common actions in this field, health, and a lot of global topics where our alliance is so critical.
President Obama campaigned in Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday for Senator Raphael Warnock. Barack told the crowd that they had to go out and do it one more time. Gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams also counted on President Obama to get elected. She lost as Governor Brian Kemp was reelected. Warnock is facing a strong challenge from Republican Herschel Walker. The runoff election is scheduled for December 6th. Thanks for listening in a TGIF. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It is just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got from Focus on the Family, Bruce Hoskinet is on the line. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I take it you had a very successful, peaceful Thanksgiving?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Well, good, good. And we're all ready for the season. I mean, we've got the first week of Advent under our belt, the first week about hope, you know, and we're reminded of the hope giver who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, isn't Almighty God awesome? I mean, you know, when you think about this, I mean, who else can you lean on? I mean, you can't lean on the government or Joe Biden or anybody else, you know, who's forever changing, but an unchangeable God who loves us is right there for us to, you know, give us hope that sometimes it's hard to get our brains around because it is so so unending. You know, sometimes people think, well, if God gives me hope, there's not enough hope for Bruce, so maybe I shouldn't take so much hope. You know, that's not the way it works, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that aside, and of course, coming up in week two of Advent, then it'll be all about love. Just a perfect time of the year, again, setting the stage for what's just around the corner, and that's you know, the baby Jesus, Emmanuel, coming to be with us on December 5th. Bruce, SCOTUS is going to be hearing oral arguments about whether a web designer has the right to decide who her clients are. I mean, we're back to religious freedom. I mean, whether it's cake, biscuits, or whatever, anything that has any religious attachment to it, you know, the government's coming after. And, of course, you know, this is on the heels of the passing of this, this idea of the Marriage Act, that it really is very restrictive and attacked people of faith. Our religious freedoms are in the crosshairs of this current culture and this government.
Yeah. Oh, you're so right. And part of practicing the freedom of religion in this country has to do with the right to speak our religious message and to not be forced by the government to speak a message contrary to our faith. And that's what this case 303 Creative coming up on Monday at the Supreme Court is all about.
Exactly. And again, it's like it almost sounds like deja vu all over again, whether we're talking about a baker and we've gone through this sort of thing. And here we are. And it just doesn't go away, which reminds us how vigilant we must be, for religious freedoms. And we saw this happening. I mean, initially it didn't start that it was about religious freedom specifically, but it was definitely about our liberties. You know, when it came to climate change, everybody was being conditioned. Researchers were being conditioned. Thou wilt, if you're taking research money, which quite interesting, begins from the treasury of we the people, which should be apolitical and should be unbiased. But unfortunately, by the time the bureaucrats get their hands on it, they form fit it and say, okay, this is the expected outcome. If you give us the expected outcome, you will get funding for your research. And so the conditioning of our intellect has been going on for a number of decades.
That's so true. And that's the reason why I'm glad there are legal organizations like Alliance Defending Freedom and First Liberty and those types of institutions that are geared up to defend Christians so that we don't have to fall for that conditioning. We don't have to, because we are just weak, we are one individual or a small business, we do not have to kowtow to big government telling us what to say and think. So I'm eternally grateful for those organizations and for the chance to defend our right to be different.
Yeah, the thing is interesting. You see the Biden administration where they clearly violate the Constitution. They just ignore and go on. And I'm thinking maybe we should learn something from them. As much as they don't care about the Constitution, and we still do, we say we're a constitutional republic, is that when our constitutional rights are being, violated like this, is there something that we can do to just ignore it? And when I say ignore it, I don't mean necessarily sticking our head in the sand. It's just saying, you don't have standing. You don't have standing against the Constitution. Is there a smarter way in which to, shut the mouths of the enemy and these people that want to destroy our constitutional rights, Bruce?
Yeah. I think the quote is attributed to Ben Franklin when he came out of the Constitutional Convention and someone asked him, do we have a kingdom or
what kind of government do we have? Yeah.
No. Yes, and he said, a republic if you can keep it. And that foreshadows the vigilance required to stay as free as we have been for the last 200-plus years. And I completely identify with the problem that you're talking about.
Right. Well, again, the people have to reconnect with the idea of we the people. And this is why the administration and other liberals are doing everything they can to kind of, deafen that word and that phrase. Because we the people is a very powerful term. And when we the people get behind, things can happen and quite expeditiously. But, I think we just, we haven't practiced we the people and the power that represents in such a way. We haven't been conditioned in such a way to where it's just an automatic reflex, kind of like, going back to, again, in the spirit of Ben Franklin's response here, and I've been suggesting to the audience that anything that comes across the bow of our boat, we should ask, does this Does this promote freedom or does it restrict freedom? Because the order of the day here, Bruce, and I don't know if I'm just being cynical or what, it just seems that every turn, whether we're talking about COVID, open borders, our national security, our freedoms are being impinged upon.
Yeah, and I think one of the major reasons for that is that people look to the government to protect them from real and perceived ills. And
yes,
these days they're more perceived than actual. And I think that's what gets us into trouble, because we're suddenly willing to give up our freedoms in order to feel safe.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, look at what happened after 9/11, to your point. You know, everybody freaked out. Okay, you know, we need big government come in. Well, here we are, you know, a couple of decades down the road. Well, how's this working out for us? I mean, do we need to make some adjustments? But it seems like once the government takes ground, you know, they're not about to release it very easily.
And we're not teaching our freedoms on the college campuses. And it goes down even to middle schools as well. We're not talking about the value of the clash of ideas, that as ideas are argued in the public square, the truth will eventually emerge. And if you don't like what the other guy's saying, you don't get the government to shut him up and censor his speech. The
right.
remedy for bad speech is more speech, not government censorship.
Exactly. And Bruce, you know, we got, you know, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. He says, you know, he goes to... you know, to legal institutions where they're, you know, teaching lawyers, and they don't even know the Constitution. I mean, it's pretty shameful to think that here they are, you know, part of the guardianship of our constitutional republic, and they're not all that familiar with the Constitution themselves. That's pretty dangerous, isn't it?
It's very dangerous, and this goes back a long way. I mean, I've been out of law school for a few decades now, and they had one constitutional law course that was required, and that was it. Yeah.
So that tells you everything you need to know. I mean, you're talking that long ago, and you only have one. What do they have now? You know, just makes you wonder. So this decision, we got about 30 seconds left, Bruce. This 303 creative versus, it's Alanis, right?
Yes, Alanis. Uh huh.
Uh huh. So go ahead.
We are going to hopefully see a free speech victory for this Christian website designer in Denver. I think it could even be more than just the five conservatives voting with it. It's that late.
That'll be good news. Bruce Hauskinet from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Bruce.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
America. Bill Martinez here just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and he's back with us. Grammy Award winner Bill Gaither joins us now. For more than 25 years, the eight-time Grammy Award winner Bill Gaither has been creating beautiful Christmas concerts, and this year will be no exception as the legendary recording artist is partnering with TBN to present All Heaven and Nature Sing with Bill Gaither and friends. And I got to tell you, Bill, I cannot wait for this. I love this season. I love Christmas music. I love the Gaithers. What else is left? Oh, yeah, I love Jesus, by the way. That's top of the list, just so you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It is amazing because we may disagree throughout the year as to what radio station and what music to listen to because of age. But, boy, come December, everybody is traditional. Everybody loves Christmas sounds, and they love the new sounds and the old sounds. And it's amazing. And the theme that says it, all heaven and nature sings. Right. And it doesn't make any difference what the style is. The message is still the same. He shall reign forever and ever. It's always fun to do. And this special, Bill, I was in the studio this morning, just okaying some of the mixes of the vocal band and all of that. Right. And I said, man, this looks like $1 million. It looks like so much fun, sounds like it's so much fun. Yeah. And Christmas should be a time of joy. One of my favorite lines is from the hymn, from the Christmas carol, when they say, the hopes and the fears of all the years. It seems like at Christmas time, we feel all the emotions that we've ever felt, from the beginning.
Yeah.
And the Christmas music expresses it so well.
Yeah, because here it is, we're welcoming the baby Jesus and God's answer for our enslavement to sin. I mean, and the reality of that release. Boy, if that doesn't cause you to jump up and down and to realize, joy indescribable, I don't know. Maybe if you don't, maybe it's because you didn't receive the fullness and the breadth of God's gift for the Christmas season, and I pray that you would receive the fullness of the gift. I mean, and right now we're getting prepared for it because of the Advent season. You know, the way the liturgical calendar is set up is to bless us and to prepare us for the coming of Emmanuel, right?
God with us, Emmanuel, yeah. And that's what makes it so amazing. Gloria and I were having discussion yesterday morning over coffee about what the word the Christ even means. Yeah. I mean, it is so broad. It permeates the culture. It changes the culture. It has done it historically for years. And the angels started singing the night the baby was born, and they've never quit singing. It seems like every year somebody creates. You know, we never get tired of singing Joy to the World.
Exactly.
We never get tired of singing, Oh, Come Let Us Adore Thee, or And He Shall Reign Forever and Ever. But move it along into 1990, and here comes Buddy Green and Mark Lowry, two unbelievable pair of people get together and write yet a new Christmas song that everybody is singing. Mary, did you know?
Right, exactly.
It's amazing. I mean, if I were part of another world religion, I'd be jealous of all of the great music that comes out of the Christian field. Yeah.
It's funny you should say that, Bill, because I was talking to a rabbi, and I said, it's interesting, you know, because you talk about how Christmas brings all faiths and persuasions together, and I have to smile a bit when you hear Jewish artists singing about Jesus.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, isn't that cool?
Our family is a big Neil Diamond family who's Jewish. And when he came out with the Christmas record, he sang it so convincingly. We loved it.
Exactly. Exactly. This is the thing, how this season brings people together. And for me, Bill, I don't know if I shared with you or not, but the kids always make fun of me because they'll get in the car and I've got my soundtrack playing and there's Christmas music intermixed and they'll go, Dad, it's February. You know, you're playing Christmas music. I go, yeah, because the spirit of Christmas should be with us, in my humble opinion, every day, 24/7. 365 days out of the year. I miss it. It's not just at Christmas time, because the message of the Christmas is consistent and it's needed 12 months out of the year, in my humble opinion.
Yeah. You know, our Constitution or our Bill of Rights talks about the pursuit of happiness, and that's good, and I won't disagree with that. But there's a lot of difference between happiness and joy. And I think Jesus brings the joy factor in. There are a lot of things that make us happy.
Right.
But if you want ultimate joy, 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 unspeakable joy, music is filling the air. And there's something about the joy of Christmas. That's the reason the word is used so much in the many Christmas carols. And it is true. And joy is not limited just to one month out of the year.
Right. And when you've experienced joy, everything else is just happiness or less. And you realize that joy is legitimate. I mean, this is God ordained, God sanctified, and God put His supernatural on this holiday period, that if we can pause and relax and not get fretted over a parking space at a shopping mall or all these other distractions, if we can just maybe every once in a while have, you know, what the Bible calls that Salem moment and meditate on the significance of this season, wow, you know, I think that begins to open up the door for the joy you're talking about, Bill.
One of the great things that the Bible does and Bible stories do for us, and also I think great songs with great theology, is they help us get it in perspective. I don't care. And that's the reason I come back to that line, the hopes and fears of all the years. I'm not saying that Christians do not deal with some fear. I'm not saying that Christians do not deal with tough times. But the beauty of Christmas is finding the joy of the journey and the joy even in spite of difficult circumstances. Mm-hmm. Some of the most joyful people I know are people who have been dealt a bad hand when it comes to health and circumstances. And we are part of the human race at that point, but I've got to come back to the Christ child and how that permeates the culture. All heaven and nature does sing, and it makes a difference in our lives. I don't care how tough the journey is.
Right. You know, you talked about the pursuit of happiness that is enunciated in our Constitution. But, you know, think about this, that God pursues us with his joy. That's why he sent his son. I mean, you know, think about that, that he didn't leave us just lurking in the dark. He came after us, you know, before, you know, wherever, whatever condition we were in knowing that we were knuckleheads, we were sinners, you know, that the only way that we could be saved was with the perfect sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But he had to come here. He had to come down from heaven to earth for us to realize this joy. And it's, you know, I can't wait, Bill, on the other side of heaven when we're really able to fully embrace God's joy in that. We get a little glimpse, I believe, at times. But the fullness of it is something that we can long for and is waiting for us when we get to heaven.
I read a lot of biographies, and when you read a lot of secular biographies, not all of them, but many pretty successful people end up at the end of their journey because of natural things that's going to happen to old people. Sometimes they end up pretty bitter,
right,
and pretty cynical about life. And I've always prayed, God save me from becoming an old cynic. And I think one of the best test tubes of the Christian faith are lives that we have seen in our own experience. I was born in this little town of 5,000-6,000 people. We still live in the same house that we lived in when we taught school 58 years ago. We'll be celebrating 60 years of marriage in December 22nd this month.
Well, congratulations.
And it's great to live in one place that long. Not everybody can do it. But to see the test tube of life, to see regular people go through regular stuff, dealing with losses, many times losses of loved ones very close, sometimes losses of children, and yet get into their old age still not with a light-hearted kind of approach, but with deep joy and satisfaction and peace, knowing that they are in good hands. Either here or there, it's going to be okay.
Exactly.
And to me, as a kid, I looked at that and I heard him saying on Sunday morning, I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain, with tears running down their face. And I said, I don't know what that is, but I want some of that.
Yeah. Amen. I'm with you, Bill Gaither. All heaven and nature sing with Bill Gaither and friends. Boy, an incredible a talent lineup there to entertain us, to bring us into the season. It will be airing this Friday, December the 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern time on TBN. Bill Gaither, God bless you. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Bill, it's a joy to talk with you, and we're looking forward to seeing all of our friends this Friday night.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low?